I waited for Alexa by the bus, but she totally ignored me and acted like I didn't exist.
I'm so sorry she treated you that way. It really hurts. But guess what? Jesus knows how you feel too. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. If you've been ignored by a friend, you know how much that hurts. It feels like they're just throwing away your whole friendship. But you know what? Jesus knows how that feels too. When he was arrested, his disciples abandoned him too. Peter even said he never even knew Jesus 3 times. I bet that hurt Jesus a lot. If you ever feel abandoned or rejected, remember that Jesus will always be there for you, just like Hebrews 13:5 says, I, God, will never leave you or abandon you. Our story today is entitled, A Friend's Denial. Maddie buried her face in her pillow. She heard footsteps come into her room and then her mom's voice. Maddie, what happened? Alexa. Maddie didn't move. I was waiting for her by the bus, and she walked right past me.
She did?
Mom frowned. Did you two have a fight?
No,
Maddie moaned. It's that new girl, Summer. Alexa sat by her instead of me.
I see, Mom said, the bed shifting as she sat down on it.
She acted like she didn't even know me, Maddie said. She just walked by without even looking at me or anything. Maddie started to cry. It hurts so bad. No one knows what this feels like.
I'm sorry, Maddie, Mom said. I wish I could take away your pain. Friends can really hurt us badly.
Maddie cried while her mom rubbed her back. If she had just looked at me and said something, it would have been okay. She could have just told me she was going to sit with Summer.
Mom nodded. You said that no one understands how you feel, but this reminds me of a bit of something in the Bible.
Maddie wiped her eyes.
It does?
Mom patted Maddie's back. Do you remember when Jesus was arrested? How Peter had followed after him but then denied knowing him when asked if he was Jesus' disciple? Jesus was going through the most difficult experience of his life, and Peter told people he didn't know him. Instead of being there for Jesus, Peter looked away and pretended they had never been friends.
Why do people do that to their friends? Maddie asked.
In Peter's case, he was probably scared, Mom said. With Alexa, maybe she wanted to sit with someone new and didn't know how to tell you. She may or may not stay friends with Summer, but for today she wanted to try that out.
Mom kissed the top of Maddie's head. I'm not sure why friends choose to hurt us, but I do know that you're not alone in what you're feeling. Jesus understands your pain. He knows what it's like to have a friend ignore you and pretend you were never friends. But he won't ever abandon you like that. Whenever you feel hurt and alone, remember he's right there with you.
So how about you? Have you ever been hurt in a way that made it feel like you were all alone and no one could understand what you were going through? Has a friend turned their back on you? Well, Jesus knows how you feel. He had friends turn on him and abandon him, and he knows how much it hurts. When you feel sad and alone, remember he's with you and won't ever leave you. Our key verse today is Hebrews 13:5.
I, God, will never leave you or abandon you.
And our key thought for today, Jesus understands the hurt you feel. I'm glad I could spend some time with you today on the Keys for Kids story. If you want an easy way to make the stories a part of your everyday life, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen wherever you have an Echo device, like in the bathroom brushing your teeth, or in the kitchen eating lunch, or even at bedtime just before you go to sleep. It's a great way to make time with God a part of your life. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.